Bit of a question for you to ponder on this Friday morning as you get ready for the weekend. Do you care too much? Or maybe more importantly, do you care too much about the wrong things? Is your quest for a life that sort of strikes you as desirable or complete actually having a negative effect on your pursuit of happiness? Now, Mark Manson is the author of the New York Times bestseller that on Breakfast This Morning we're calling The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Flip. He's in town delivering a series of talks for the Sydney School of Life on that very topic, just with the less polite Breakfast Radio censored version of the name. Mark, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I love the book is described as a self-help book for people who hate self-help. Now, are we looking at the idea that maybe positivity can overall be too toxic for us?
I think it's like anything, you know, taken to its extreme, it can actually start hindering us. It can start backfiring.
So we're talking maybe pessimism as survival strategy, I guess?
I think it's just realism. You know, I think we get caught up in the culture and everything. Like, we need to be honest that sometimes just life sucks and we all go through problems, and that's okay. And it's okay to be open and be honest about that.
Is it about disengaging from societal expectations to a degree?
To a degree. I think it's ultimately it's about being conscious of what you're choosing to care about. I think a lot of us just kind of automatically just care about things without really thinking about it.
Do you think this is a modern phenomenon, or has this been plaguing us throughout the ages? We just haven't really had a word for it.
I think it's timeless. I think it's a struggle that we all go through with ourselves. The only thing I think is unique about now is a lot of the technology and social media and internet maybe makes it more difficult to know what to care about and what's worth giving a flip for.
Because it does feel like there's a lot to care about at the moment and a lot to get angry about as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a side effect of some of the medium of technology going on is that it, for whatever reason, we're getting way too emotionally involved in some things that maybe don't deserve it.
How do we make the decision about what we should be caring about, though? How do we know what's right for us when it feels like we're being pulled on all sides to, pardon my language, but give a shit?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, right? And I think a lot of it requires disengaging from things, like eliminating things from your life and seeing how that changes. You know, and so much of self-help and so much of, you know, conventional wisdom, it's all about more, like getting more, making more, being more. And I kind of take the opposite tact of, you know, why don't we start by eliminating stuff and see what you miss?
When did you realize that this was a strategy for you? What was going on in your life when you thought, oh, Lordy, I've got to cut back on the caring?
You know, for me, I went through some financially difficult times in my early 20s, and I was very surprised. I found that when I gave things up, things that I thought were very important to me, possessions, you know, certain pursuits or hobbies, I actually found that I felt better off without them in a lot of cases.
So there's a phrase that comes up a lot when people talk about your work that is getting better at failure. What do you mean?
So I think failures, it's something that's inevitable in life. Like, if you're ever going to get good at anything, or if you're ever going to commit to anything, like, there's going to be some failures along the way. It's part of the process. And you can fail well, which is you can adapt well to your failures, learn from them, and then you can fail poorly, which is, you know, you throw a hissy fit and blame everybody around you except for yourself. So you know, I think failure is a skill. It's something that can be practiced and can be focused.
So you're not actually suggesting everyone just, you know, lie down, let it all wash over them and swim towards the light as quickly as possible?
No, I mean, that sounds nice.
That does sound really nice, doesn't it?
But no, I mean, sadly, that's not realistic. You know, the whole not giving F thing, it's really code for just, like, being very conscious of what you're caring about and choosing a few simple things to focus all of your energy on.
Right. And I guess, you know, I've always had a bit of a personal philosophy that if you assume the worst is going to happen, you're either correct or pleasantly surprised, both of which are great things to be.
Yeah, and often you're better prepared.
Mark, it's going to be a fascinating series of talks. I would give some details out, but I think you're sold out across the board for the next three conversations you're giving.
It is. It's sold out everywhere. It's sold out in Sydney, sold out in Melbourne. I don't know what happens.
I think it's fantastic. Can people get a copy of your book in Australia at the moment, though?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's available in all bookstores.